We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Hi, I'm Jason Miller, Vice President of Bank of Hillsborough. Being part of the community, I know these people. I've known these people's families. Now I'm working with people I grew up with, children, helping them get loans or helping them with their accounts. And it's really satisfying. I've worked with their parents, them, and their children. Being able to take care of them and meet their financial needs and help them achieve their dreams, that's the best part of my job. Bank of Hillsborough, let's make it happen.
Member FDIC.
Who turned a decorated academic and athletic experience into a successful leadership role in education?
I did.
Who will be next to weigh the endless benefits of earning a first-class education close to home?
I will.
Who's training in a specialized program for a promising start in healthcare?
I am.
Jumpstart your career journey and college experience at the place with enviable skilled programs, growing campus amenities, and amazing value. This is Kaskaskia College. Success starts here.
Hayden Walker, Hagen Hendrickschmeyer, and Braden Walker set the bat for the Aces here in the top of the fourth inning as they trail the Bombers 3-2. Aces scored both of their runs in the first inning. Bombers scored two in the second and one in the third. So Corey Hoopengartner is still on the mound. As he's working from the windup, the first pitch is swung on a hit high in the air to center field. Coming in is Powell, and that ball is going to drop in front of him for a base hit. So Wade and Walker on with a leadoff single. Good start for the Aces here in the fourth. Next, I'll bring up Hagen Hendrickschmeyer. Hendrickschmeyer popped out back in the first. One on, nobody out. Hoopengartner working from the stretches. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Prior to the leadoff single, Hoopengartner had retired the last eight batters he had faced as the 0-1 pitch misses upstairs, 1-1. Hoopengartner comes set. The 1-1 pitch in there, called strike, 0-1-2. One ball and two strikes. Hoopengartner from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Misses upstairs, 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. The pitch from Hoopengartner. Fouled straight back and is still 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. Hoopengartner comes set. And the pitch. This is inside, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball four. The back-to-back base runners reach as the Aces looking to threaten here with two on and nobody out. So I'll bring up Braden Walker, who grounded out to win the first. Runners at second and first. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth. Pitch misses outside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Hoopengartner comes set. Here's the 1-0. Swung on and missed as the count evens up 1-1. One ball, one strike. Hoopengartner comes set. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Misses outside, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Hoopengartner trying to work out of this jam. The 2-1 pitch is swung on and fouled straight back, and the count evens up 2-2. The 2-2 from Hoopengartner, runner goes. Pitch is swung on and missed, throw down to third. Not in time, as Aiden Walker able to steal third. Hendricks Meyer advances to second. Braden Walker does strike out, but that puts two runners in scoring position for Heston Hendricks Meyer with just one out. A nice double steal there by the Aces. And that puts 2-1 with one out. Infield plays in as the first pitch misses outside, 1-0. Infield with their grass to the toes, or their toes to the grass, I mean. As the 1-0 pitch misses outside, 2-0. Ruben Garner from the windup, 2-0 pitch. Swung on and popped foul out of play. So two balls and a strike. Cooper Garner from the windup. Here's the 2-1. Swung on and grounded. Through the hole, four base hit. Walker will score. They're going to wave around Hendricksmeyer. The throw home is offline. Going to second base is Heston Hendricksmeyer, and he comes through with a 2-RBI double. Heston Hendricksmeyer sent that one between Sanders and Stein. As Aiden Walker and Hagen Hendricksmeyer come around to score. And just like that, the Aces retake the lead. It's 4-3. Now bring up Carson Kaler, who flew out back in the second. One on, one out. First pitch from Hooper Garner swung on and missed, 0-1. No balls and a strike. Hooper Garner comes set. And the pitch. In there for a called strike, and it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Cooper Garner comes set. And the 0-2. Swung on and pop foul out of play. No balls and two strikes. Cooper Garner steps off the rubber. Trying to regain some composure and comes set. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. A big out number two. That's going to bring up Lucas Epperson with one on and two out. One on and two out for Lucas Epperson. Cooper Garner comes set. Here's the first pitch. In there for a called strike, 0-1. The 0-1. It swung on and hit in the air to left field. That one is going to fall for a base hit. Hendricksmeyer being waved in to throw home is in time to get him. What a throw from left field from Callan Chandler. And the lead stays where it's at, 4-3. The two runs come in to score for the Aces as they retake the lead 4-3 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Whether it's just a small issue with your vehicle all the way up to a major job, don't make a move before you head to Expert Service on Hillsboro Road in Vandalia. Expert Service has better than 30 years of combined experience, so they've tackled it all before. And Expert Service will get you an estimate the same day you bring your vehicle in. So whether it's just the check engine light coming on or all the way up to an engine replacement, the stop to make is Expert Service in Vandalia. You can visit them online at ExpertServiceAutoRepair.com. That's ExpertServiceAutoRepair.com for Expert Service in Vandalia.
Do you have a game plan for retirement? Having a game plan in place can help you win the retirement game. A plan will keep you on track and help reach your goals. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon offers financial planning and investment advice and can help you develop a game plan that's right for you. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon is at F&B Community Bank's Financial Center on Banker Boulevard, or you can call at 283-5238. That's 283-5238 for Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon.
Bottom of the fourth inning is set to get underway, as it'll be Lucas Powell, Lane Stein, and Jace Gillespie. If anyone gets on, Gavin Sanders, as the Bombers find themselves trailing 4-3. Bombers scored two runs in the second inning and one in the third. Aces have scored two in the first and two in the fourth. As this EI conference matchup has been back and forth so far, as Logan Bowers final few warrant tosses. And Lucas Powell is set to get the fourth inning underway. Powell is 1-for-1 on the day. Had a RBI single back in the second. Later came around to score in the fourth. First pitch from Logan Bower is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Bower working from the windup, the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and grounded over to Thomas at third base. Throw on to first in time for out number one. So that'll bring up Lane Stein, who reached on an error back in the fourth. Back in the second, excuse me. Nobody on with one out. 4-3-R score here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bower working from the windup, the pitch. This is outside, 1-0. Bower from the windup, here's the pitch. Chops it foul. And the count evens up 1-1. One ball, one strike. As Bower steps on the rubber, working from the windup, here's the 1-1 pitch. This is outside, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. As Bower has the sign he wants from the windup, here's the 2-1 pitch. In there for a called strike on the outside corner. The count evens up 2-2. Bower working from the windup, here's the 2-2 pitch. Got him looking, called strike three on the inside corner. Two up, two down. Start the fourth inning for Bower. That's going to bring up Jace Gillespie. Gillespie struck out looking back in the second. From the windup, the pitch from Bower is swung on and grounded over to short. Throw on to first in time after a good scoop from Kaler. Two in the inning. 1-2-3 go the Bombers, in the bottom of the fourth inning. We go to the top of the fifth. 4-3 our score. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Shopping local. We talk a lot about it, and everyone knows it's the right thing to do. It helps our friends and neighbors, and it helps our local economy. But remember that shopping local goes for that next car purchase, too. Yeah, it's really easy to get drawn out of town for a car purchase, but staying local just makes a lot of sense. That's because Hosick Motors in Vandalia is going to treat you right throughout the process. They'll get you a great deal on your next vehicle, and then they'll make sure that vehicle stays in top working condition with their award-winning service department. That's because Hosick Motors isn't looking for that one car purchase. They want you to be a customer for life. So before you head out of town, head over to Sunset Drive in Vandalia and see what Hosick Motors has to offer. Stop in and talk with their friendly staff, or you can check out their inventory anytime, 24/7, at hosicks.com. That's hosicks.com. Get a great deal and great service after the sale. Shop local. Shop Hosick Motors in Vandalia.
Wanting to improve your internet? Well, there is one trusted name in Vandalia you call, and that's ProWire. From computer repair to increasing your Wi-Fi coverage to upgrading your home internal network, ProWire can help. Do you own a small business and want to make upgrades to your network or even just a basic security audit to make sure you're safe from harm? ProWire can help. They even offer network accessible storage backup solutions. Give ProWire a call to set up a consultation. 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. ProWire, your local experts for low voltage wiring needs, computer repair, and home and business surveillance systems. Choose ProWire, your local trusted company with quality installations and service. That's ProWire, 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. Or visit their website, ProWireVandaliaIL.com.
Top of the fifth inning underway as the 0-2 pitch to Logan Bauer is swung on and fouled out of play. As he stays alive momentarily, Logan Bauer, Jackson Eisenbichel, and Brant Thomas. The men set to bat for the Aces in the bottom of the, for the top of the fifth inning, excuse me. As Corey Hoopengarner still on the mound. As the Bombers looking to keep this deficit right at one run from the windup, the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. He struck him out. Big out number one for Hoopengarner to start the fifth. That'll bring up Jackson Eisenbichel, who walked and came around to score in the first and popped out back in the third. Hoopengarner from the windup, the first pitch, misses upstairs, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Hoopengarner working from the windup, here's the 1-0 pitch. Misses upstairs once again, 2-0. From the windup, here's the 2-0 pitch. Misses high once again. And Hoopengarner has fallen behind 3-0 to Eisenbichel. From the windup, here's the 3-0 pitch. This is high ball for a four-pitch walk to Jackson Eisenbichel. And that's going to put one on with one out for Brant Thomas. The double play is in effect, however. As Brant Thomas hitless on the day, but he does have an RBI. He swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Hoopengarner working from the stretch. He comes set. The 0-1. This is high once again, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Very close pitch at the top of the zone. But home plate umpire called for the ball, and it's 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on and foul straight back into the backstop. The count evens up 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Eisenbichel the runner at first base. Double play ends in effect. Hoopengarner one pitch away from getting out of this inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Eisenbichel will hold up at second. It's bobbled in the outfield by Gillespie, but he's able to hang on to keep runners at first and second with one out for for Aiden Walker. So I'll bring up Aiden Walker, who had a RBI single back in the first. Two on, one out. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 from Hoopengarner. swung on and hit in the air to the right side. That's going to go foul out of play. No balls and two strikes to Aiden Walker. Cooper Garner comes set. Here's the 0-2. Misses upstairs 1-2. Cooper Garner ready with the 1-2 pitch. Just misses inside. And the count evens up 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. A big out number two for Hoopengartner. And that's going to bring up Hagen Hendrickmeyer with two on and two out. Two on, two out. Hoopengartner comes set. Here's the pitch. Runner goes at third, but the pitch is swung on and fouled straight back, 0-1. Time is called as Bombers head coach Ryan Becky going out to talk to his starter, Corey Hoopengartner. And he started out promising as Logan Bauer struck out swinging to start the fifth. Then Jackson Eisenhagel worked a four-pitch walk. Brant Thomas reached on a single, and Aiden Walker struck out. And now Hagen Hendrickmeyer is batting with two on and two out with a 0-1 count. Aces scored two runs in the first inning and two in the second. Bombers scored two in the second and one in the third as the Aces lead 4-3 here in the top of the fifth inning. Force out is anywhere. As the conference on the mound has concluded. And Corey Hoopengartner is back on the rubber working from the stretch. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Hoopengartner. In there for a called strike, 0-2. So no balls and two strikes. Two on, two out. Here in the top of the fifth, Hoopengartner comes set. 0-2. Just misses inside. And it's still 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch a swung on and missed. He struck him out to end the fifth inning. Aces get two runners in on but can't bring them in as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. 4-3. The Aces lead the Bombers going into the bottom of the fifth. We'll take a break. You're on WKRV.
From your livestock to buildings and everything in between, your insurance needs may change as often as your farm operation. This is Jordan Mahan. As a leading farm insurer, Country Financial is here to help. We have unique coverage, 24/7 customer service, and money-saving discounts. When you're ready to start, I'm ready to help keep your insurance needs on track. Call me, Jordan Mahan, or stop by and visit with me at 502 North Main Street in St. Elmo. Farm policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Iron Sculpt Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia has several great things rolled into one. First, they have the golf simulator. You can test your game against just about any course in the country. They also have axe throwing. It's a great place for a night out with a family or friends. Also, Irons has a party room that is perfect for your next event. The holidays will be here before you know it, so get your party booked now. Call 618-699-4061. That's 618-699-4061 for Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing.
Bottom of the fifth inning set to get underway, as it'll be Gavin Sanders, Keelan Spiegel, and Zayden Gillespie set to bat for the Aces, for the Bombers, excuse me, if anyone gets on Cal and Chandler. As the Aces looking to hold on to this 4-3 lead. As Logan Bauer finishes his final few warm-up tosses. And Gavin Sanders steps up for his second at-bat of the game. Sanders struck out, swinging to end the second inning. And he's set to lead off the fifth. From the windup, here's the first pitch from Bauer, and it misses outside 1-0. One ball, no strikes. As Bauer working from the windup once again, the 1-0 pitch misses upstairs 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch from Bauer. Swung on and popped up. That's going to go foul out of play. So two balls and a strike. Bauer from the windup. Here's the pitch. Bounces in the dirt. And he's falling behind 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Bauer working from the windup. Here's the 3-1. Swung on it into the air to left center field. That one's going to get down for a base hit. Gavin Sanders is on with the leadoff single. Takes a wide turn at first, but he's back in. And he's on with the leadoff single. So that's going to bring up Keelan Spiegel. He is 0-for-2 on the day. He struck out looking and grounded out in his first two at-bats, but he bats with one on and nobody out and takes the first pitch upstairs for a ball. One ball, no strikes. As Bauer working from the stretch comes set, the 1-0. This is low, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Bauer leans in, has the sign he wants to come set. The 2-1 pitch, swung on up the middle. That is going to be fielded by the shortstop, throw on the second for one. That's all they're going to get as Braden Walker chooses to keep it in his back pocket, and Spiegel will reach on a fielder's choice. So one on, one out for Zayden Gillespie. First pitch misses upstairs, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch from Bauer in there for a called strike, and the count evens up 1-1. Here's the 1-1 from Bauer. Swung on and popped up. Calling for it is Eisnagel, but it falls in front of him in foul territory. So the count remains 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Bauer. This is upstairs, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One on, one out. The pitch from Bauer, runner goes. It's taken for a ball, throw down to second. Not in time, as Spiegel able to steal second with ease. And the tying run is in scoring position with one out. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Bauer. Misses upstairs, ball four. And that's going to put two on with one out for Callan Chandler. So Callan Chandler with an RBI opportunity. Keelan Spiegel, the runner at second. Zayden Gillespie, the runner at first. First pitch from Bowers. It's swung on up the middle for a base hit. Spiegel being waved in. The throw home is not in time. As Spiegel able to beat it out, the Aces side is visibly upset as the throw was offline. And I believe the home plate umpire is trying to say that he missed the tag. From my angle, it looked like he got him. But the home plate umpire is going to say the throw was offline. As Sam Barber is going to come out to ask a question about the call. But they're going to say that Callan Chandler was able to, or excuse me, that Keelan Spiegel was able to avoid the tag. And this game is tied 4-4. So an RBI double from Callan Chandler ties the game for the Bombers at 4. Corey Hubengartner now with a chance to give them the lead. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike. As that one is swung on and hit in the air too shallow right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Gillespie will score. Chandler will be held up at third, and the Bombers retake the lead. It's 5-4. Corey Hubengartner comes in with a, or comes up huge with a RBI single. As the Bombers take the lead, 5-4. Calvin Velker once again coming in to run for Hubengartner. As the Bombers take the lead back, it's 5-4 in the bottom of the fifth. Two on, two out. Quick check at Chandler at first, or third, excuse me, but he's back in safely. And advancing to second is Velker. So there's two in scoring position with one out. Swung on and missed does Dodge Wilms as he's behind 0-1. A one pitch misses low, and the count evens up 1-1. A ball and a strike. As Bauer working from the windup, here's the pitch. Got a piece of it, but held on to by the catcher Jackson Eisnagel, and it's 1-2. Bauer ready with the 1-2 pitch. This is outside. It gets away. Coming in to score is Callan Chandler. The throw home is late as he's in safely, and the Bombers out onto their lead. It's 6-4. Velker advances to third as the Bombers lead 6-4. Six to four, the Brownstown San Diego Bombers lead here in the fifth inning. One on, one out still for the Ace or the Bombers. As that one's going to get through for a base hit. Velker will score, and Dodge Wells comes up with a huge RBI single, and the Bombers are adding on here at 7-4. Dodge Williams advances to second on the play. As the Bombers add on to their lead, it's 7-4. I'll bring up Lucas Powell. Who had a RBI single in the second. Came around to score on an error and grounded out his first two plate appearances. The first pitch to him misses outside, 1-0. Bauer comes set. Here's the 1-0 pitch. This is low, 2-0. The two balls and no strikes. quick check at the runner, Wilms, the second, but he's back in safely. To 2-0 the count. Pitch to Powell, swung on, and Misty chases that one high and upstairs. And it's 2-1. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and popped up. Going over is the third baseman, Thomas. He makes the catch for a big out number two. So that's going to bring up Lane Stein with one on and two out. So Lane Stein, 0 for 2 on the day. He reached on an error and struck out. Takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. Or one pitch is swung on and missed. Stein chased the LC pitch inside. And 7-2. Here's the pitch from Bauer. Bottom looking called strike three. Two in the inning, but not before the Bombers bring three men home to the plate as they take the lead 7-4, after five innings. We'll take a break, come back with the sixth here on WKRV.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Well, we're pretty deep into summer now. That AC unit has been cranking along for a while. So if yours starts to have some issues, don't suffer and swelter. Just call Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. Hunter Appliance can fix any brand. And if your current AC unit is done for, Hunter can get you set up with a brand new one. Just give them a call at 283-3224, 283-3224, or stop by and see them on North 5th Street in Vandalia. Hunter Appliance Heating and Air.
New arm on the mound to start the sixth for the Bombers, as it'll be Keelan Spiegel, who will be pitching for the Bombers, which means that Corey Hoopengartner's night is done. He went five innings, allowed four runs on six hits, three walks, and six strikeouts. Definitely worked out of some huge jams throughout the game. He's going to remain in the game as the designated hitter. I believe Calvin Velker's coming to catch. Everything else looks the same, as Keelan Spiegel is finishing his final few warm-up tosses. The first three men he will face will be Braden Walker, Heston Henrichmeyer, and Carson Kaler, if anyone gets on Lucas Epperson. Bombers lead the Aces 7-4, and our second of three WKRV I-70Sports.com games of the week here on 107.1 FM WKRV. As Braden Walker steps up ready to get the sixth inning underway. So Keelan Spiegel on the mound, ready for his first batter he'll face. The first pitch is swung on and missed for a strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike to Walker, who is hitless on the day, as he swings and misses at the second pitch, 0-2. So no balls and two strikes. Spiegel from the windup, the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses low, 1-2. Nope, one ball and two strikes. As Spiegel from the windup, the pitch is swung on and grounded over to Wilms at third. Throw on to first in time for out number one. So I'll bring up Hessen Hendrickschmeyer. Hessen Hendrickschmeyer is 1-for-2. He had a 2 RBI double back in the fourth and a fly out back in the second. Bats now with nobody on and one out. From the windup, the first pitch from Spiegel misses upstairs, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Spiegel from the windup, the 1-0 pitch. Misses outside, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Spiegel working from the windup, the 2-0 pitch. Is swung on and popped foul behind the backstop just in front of the little set of bleachers here at Bob Page Field. And it's 2-1. From the windup, here's the 2-1 pitch. Misses upstairs, 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Spiegel from the windup, here's the pitch. Misses high, ball 4. Throw a 1-out walk to Hessen Hendrickschmeyer. That's going to bring up Carson Kaler with 1 on and 1 out. Kaler 0-for-2 on the day. He has flown out and struck out in his first 2 at-bats. Double play is in effect as the first pitch misses high, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. As Spiegel comes set, here's the pitch. Swung on and pops foul out of play. So a ball and a strike. As Spiegel comes set, here's the 1-1. In there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Spiegel comes set. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Big out number 2 for Spiegel. As that's going to bring up Lucas Epperson. Lucas Epperson, hitless on the day with a, he's 1-for-2 on the base. He struck out and singled back in his 2 at-bats as he takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. This is outside, 2-1. Two-one pitch is swung on and missed. Going into second, however, is Hendrickschmeyer as it gets away from Velker behind the plate. So Epperson has a RBI opportunity here with 2 outs. Runner on second with 2 outs. 2-2 the count as Spiegel trying to get out of this jam. Leans in, has the sign he wants to come set. The 2-2 pitch. Bottom looking, called strike 3 to end the inning. Spiegel able to work out of the 1-out walk as we go to the bottom of the 6th inning. Bombers lead the Aces 7-4. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
When looking for your next home, look no further than RE/MAX. Your local RE/MAX office is ready to help you find your next place to call home. They are dedicated to finding your dream home and have in-depth knowledge of our local community. So when looking for your next place to call home, look local at our local REMAX. Give them a call at 618-283-4436. That's your local REMAX at 618-283-4436 to find your next place to call home.
Locke Flooring Innovations. You know us as your local flooring store, but did you know we carry other home renovation necessities? Renovating your kitchen? Check out our Cambria quartz and laminate countertop options. We can help you find the perfect backsplash tile to match. Ready to update that outdated bathroom? We offer all the latest tile options for showers and floors and invite you to stop by and learn about the 100% customizable Onyx shower systems that eliminate grout and make cleaning so much easier. Wanting to add to your curb appeal? Consider our manufactured stone to update and enhance your exterior with timeless style. Manufactured stone is also a great option for your interior space, such as a fireplace. Stop by our showroom today or give us a call at 618-322-3863 and ask about our financing options. Locke Flooring Innovations off Exit 61 in Vandalia. Financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Case Gillespie, Gavin Sanders, and Keelan Spiegel set to bat for the Bombers. In the bottom of the sixth inning, as the first pitch is swung on and missed by Jace Gillespie, and he's behind 0-1. No balls and a strike as Bauer from the windup, the pitch misses low, and the count evens up 1-1. From the windup, here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and grounded right to Braden Walker, who caught it on a line. For out number one, Gillespie hit it hard, but right to the second baseman, Braden Walker, who caught it in the air. For out number one, that's going to bring up Gavin Sanders. The first pitch misses outside, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch from Bauer swung on, it's fouled straight back. This account evens up 1-1. A ball and a strike. As Bauer working from the windup, here's the 1-1 pitch. This is upstairs 2-1. From the windup, the 2-1 from Bauer. Hits him on the back. And Gavin Sanders is going to go to first base on a hit-by-pitch. So a hit-by-pitch to Gavin Sanders. And the top of the order flips over for Keegan Spiegel. Spiegel struck out looking back in the first, grounded out in the third, reached on a fielder's choice back in the fifth, and came around to score. Part of the four-run fifth inning as first pitch misses high, and it's 1-0. Bomber scored 2 in the second, 1 in the third, and 4 in the fifth. Mason scored 2 in the first and 2 in the fourth. As the 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. As Bauer comes set. And the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out, or got him to strike two, I mean. As he's ahead 1-2. One ball, two strikes. As Bauer has a sign, he wants to come set. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Got him to chase the off-speed pitch outside. And there's out number two. For the Aces, I'll bring up Zayden Gillespie. He was hitless on the day, but he has scored 2 runs. He's grounded out in the first, walked and came around to score in the third, and walked and came around to score in the fifth as he swings and misses the first pitch. Going down to second is Gavin Sanders. So there's a runner in scoring position with 2 outs for the Bombers. No balls and a strike as Bauer comes set. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and chopped foul off the foot of Zayden Gillespie. As he's going to try and walk this one off. No balls and two strikes is the count to Gillespie. As the 0-2 pitch ready from Bauer. Got him looking, called strike three to retire the side. So the ace is able to work around a one-out hit by pitch as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Aces down to their last chance when we return on WKRV.
Do you know where your food comes from? I'm Dustin Smith, interim with People's State Bank, here to let you know that the majority of your food comes from family farms. Large and small farms are run by hardworking families just like yours, who share the same values as you. Through planning and passion, they provide safe food for your family and their own. We're thankful for the opportunity to serve the farm families in our communities.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia is a group of dental care professionals dedicated to providing the most comprehensive dental and braces care in the area. Dynamic Dental Group uses state-of-the-art technology and the newest treatment options available, and they offer treatment customized to each individual patient. Dr. Brad Dunn and his team provide the great care that you've come to expect from Dynamic Dental Group. That's Dynamic Dental Group at 2102 West Randolph in Vandalia. You can call them at 283-4900. That's 283-4900, or visit them online at dynamicdentalil.com. That's Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia.
Top of the order set to bat for the Aces. Here in the top of the seventh inning, who trail 7-4, Logan Bauer, Jackson Eisnagel, and Brant Thomas. If anyone gets on, Aiden Walker. Keelan Spiegel set to close the door here in the seventh. His second full inning of work, as he was able to work around a one-out walk back in the sixth, as he finishes his final few warm-up tosses. And we are just about ready to get the top of the seventh underway. Logan Bauer steps up. He is one for two on the day, Had a double and came around to score in the first. Singled in the grounded out in the third and struck out in the fifth. Here's the first pitch from Spiegel. Swung on and popped up. That one's going to go foul out of play over by the third base side, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. As Spiegel from the windup, the 0-1. Breaking ball misses it outside. Count evens up. One pitch misses upstairs. As Spiegel's behind 2-1. From the windup, here's the 2-1 pitch from Spiegel. That one is swung on and popped up. Going over is Callan Chandler, and he makes the catch for out number one. I'll bring up Jackson Eisnagel. Eisnagel walked and came around to score in the first, popped out in the third, and walked in the fifth. From the windup, here's the first pitch. Misses upstairs, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. As Spiegel misses low, 2-0. So two balls and no strikes. As Spiegel working from the windup, here's the 2-0. Misses high, 3-0. So three balls and no strikes. Spiegel trying to avoid walking ice noggle. 3-0 pitch. Misses upstairs, ball four. So a one-out walk to ice noggle. And that's going to bring up Brant Thomas with one on and one out. Double play is in effect, however, as Thomas is 1-for-3. He had a RBI ground out in the first, flew out in the third, and singled back in the fifth. First pitch misses upstairs, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. As Spiegel has the sign he wants and comes set. Here's the 1-0. This is high, 2-0. So two balls and no strikes. Spiegel trying to avoid walking another man as that one swung on and grounded through the whole four base hit. Eisner goes off with the pitch. He slides in safely to third. And that's going to put runners on the corners with one out. As Brant Thomas comes through with a single, and that's going to put runners on the corners, one out for Aiden Walker. Aiden Walker had the RBI single back in the first. Singleman came around to score in the fourth and struck out in the fifth. As Brownstown San Diego baseball coach Brian Beckew calls time. And he's going to take the ball from Keelan Spiegel as his afternoon on the mound is done. So Keelan Spiegel is finished here after allowing a walk and a single, as the new man on the mound is going to be Callan Chandler. So while he warms up, we'll step away and come back here on WKRV.
Your hometown Vandalia McDonald's is a part of the community and salutes the high school student athletes in our town. Whether it's for a drink run for the office during the day, starting your day off with breakfast, or grabbing dinner on your way home, make your hometown Vandalia McDonald's a part of your day. That's your Vandalia McDonald's, a proud supporter of our student athletes. That's McDonald's on Veterans Avenue in Vandalia.
Hey, it's Delmer Mills with Heck Chevrolet of Vandalia. It's a new season and an all-new starting lineup here at your local Chevy dealer. Like the all-new redesigned Chevy Colorado. That's right. The 2024 Motor Trend Truck of the Year is the most awarded midsize truck in its class. And it didn't win for one thing, it won for everything. Safety, looks, technology, comfort, durability, and overall value. This truck came, it performed, and it conquered the competition. So come on in, see what all the buzz is about here at your local Chevy dealer, Heck Chevrolet of Vandalia, 122 West Gallatin Street, downtown Vandalia, Illinois. Check us out online at VandaliaChevy.com. Our phone number, 618-283-0381. Chevy, together let's drive.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
So Callan Chandler looking to close the door here. Runners on the corners with one out. Chandler working from the stretch. First pitch, this is outside, 1-0. Spiegel went an inning in the third. He is responsible for the runners at first and third. Allowed one hit, two walks, and two strikeouts. As Aiden Walker takes the first pitch outside, 2-0. The second pitch, 2-0. So two balls and no strikes. Chandler has the sign he wants come set. Here's the 2-0. Misses upstairs, 3-0. Hagen Hendrickschmeyer waits on deck. Should the inning continue? Chandler comes set, ready with the 3-0 pitch. in there for a called strike, and it's 3-1. The double play is in effect. As Chandler ready with the 3-1 pitch. This is high ball 4, and the bases are loaded for Hagen Hendricksmeyer. So bases loaded with one out. As Callan Chandler is now going to work from the windup. Bases loaded, one out. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, 0-1. Tying run is at first. Go ahead and run at the plate. Hendricksmeyer is 0-2. He popped out, walked, came around to score, and struck out his two at-bats. The 0-1 misses outside, and the count evens up. One ball, one strike. Nash Chandler working from the windup. Here's the 1-1 pitch. This is high, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Ash Chandler from the windup, the 2-1 pitch. This is low, 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Chandler has the sign he wants from the windup. Here's the pitch. This is high ball 4. Ice Noggle will score. And the ace is not going away quietly. It's now 7-5. So Braden Walker steps up now with the bases loaded. Still one out. But the tying run is now scoring position with still one out. Walker is struck out and grounded out twice. First pitch misses well, but a good stop from Velker keeps it from getting away at 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Chandler from the windup, here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, and the count evens up 1-1. From the windup, the 1-1 pitch. Gets away from Velker. Coming in is Thomas. The throw home is not in time. Or in time, I mean, as Thomas is thrown out at home. The runners will advance, however. And Braden Walker now bats with 2-on and 2-out now. So 2-on and 2-out. Hendricksmeyer advances to second. Aiden Walker advances to third. Tying run at second base. 2-1 with two balls, one strike, two outs. Chandler working from the windup. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. And the Bombers are one strike away from coming away with the win. Two balls, two strikes. Tying run at second. From the windup, the 2-2. This is upstairs, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. Chandler from the windup. The full count offering on the way. Got a working cold strike 3. The Aces cannot complete the comeback as the Bombers hold on to come away with the 7-5 win. The Aces loaded the bases with one out. Can only bring in one, however, as the Bombers hold on to win 7-5.